whiskey or beer that's homemade or that's illegal?
Let me see. Wildcat. And we've had plenty of them around in Tennessee, I'm sure.
I think
Wildcat whiskey, it's still illegal, but they still have it. In some places, they catch them once in a while.
Yeah. What about beer? Have you ever heard of
beer? Too many people drinking beer nowadays.
You ever heard of beer that's made at home?
I drank some one time. It was made, I don't know exactly how it was made. I was teaching school and boarding with family, and they kept it. Mm-hmm. And something they call seed, mm-hmm. seed beer. I don't know how they did it, but I drank some, and I didn't like it.
Mm. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You might tell someone just
something smells delicious.
Okay. Would you tell someone just smell of that or smell that?
Or? That I smell it or tell them to smell it?
Yeah. You tell them, would you say just smell that?
Just smell the good odor.
Okay. Say if you had a belt that was made out of cowhide, it would have this word printed on it to tell you that it was made out of cowhide and nothing else. It would say that it wasn't imitation, that it was...
It would just say cowhide, I suppose.
Okay, or it said that it was
genuine cowhide.
Okay. And when they sold sugar in, by weighing it out of the barrel, it said that sugar was sold...
By the pound.
Okay, or what about in, do you ever hear of in bulk?
Yes, I've heard of that. That's when you buy it.
Uh-huh.
Well, you sell it by the pound.
Uh-huh. But what is that expression?
By the bulk.
Uh-huh.
Sell it by the bulk. Well, I don't know that. I never heard my mother use that expression. She just always told them, and they knew that they were buying it by the pound, so...
Okay. Something that you might make out of fruit, boiling the sugar and then the juice from the apples or whatever.
Oh, you can make jelly.
Okay.
And I've made lots of it. I have some now that I made.
Yeah.
It isn't apple jelly, but we used to have such a big orchard, we made lots of jelly.
Mm-hmm. What would you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper or vinegar or maybe some kind of salad dressings. A variety according to what kind of, whatever you were serving. You might have one kind of dressing and maybe something else you might be serving. You would have a different kind of dressing, mm-hmm. things like that.
A child wanted one, he would tell you to...
Please give me an apple.
Okay.
Or may I have an apple?
Okay.
And I always would give it to him, too.
Say if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
Well, I'm almost classed in the poor class.
You are?
Yes.
I wouldn't have.
Well, I'm not rich.
No.
If it has to be rich or poor. Now, what was your question?
I was just interested in the contrast, you know, rich or poor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be called rich. That's for sure. We have several rich people in Lawrence County, though, that would be classed as rich,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then the medium class.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm in that.
Okay.
And then we have some that would be counted as poor, and then they have those on welfare that the government takes care of.